Not that I want to do a follow up from last hour.
Oh.
Well, just last hour, during our time on Monday mornings after the 6:30 news, those are, that are just joining us now, or I perhaps you might be able to discover because you go online to our Morning Team page where we post our podcast segments. And in our segment after the 6:30 news on Mondays, we do our Lions Love or Lions Lament, depending on what the Lions do. And, of course, we went beyond lament this morning. I said that I went beyond lament. I said loathe.
Loathe.
Yes. Yeah. So I might have to consult the thesaurus going forward. Got a message from Mark, who apparently did consult the thesaurus.
Oh, did he?
And suggests, he understands that, you know, I'm using Lions Love, Lions Lament, because, you know, the L and the L.
Yeah, right. A little alliteration fun.
He's suggesting that we start just using Detroit. Because there are better D words, he says. he offers up detestation or disinclination.
Oh, oh.
that sounds pretty.
Yeah, that's dire.
Yeah, well, that works too. Although I'm thinking, oh, I get it. But then it almost sounds like we're kind of slamming on Detroit, the city, where we want to concentrate on the Lion. So maybe we'll just give up the alliteration and just go for the best word possible.
Maybe Detroit sports in general.
Yeah.
Right.
Detestation. Ooh, okay. Well, Mark, we appreciate that. He also pointed out, and I didn't, one of these I caught, one of mine didn't. You mentioned it in sports, I think. He said, just remember that at least the Lions didn't blow a 20-point lead like the Falcons did.
That is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's pretty bad.
There's something.
Yeah, there's something to be bad. At least we weren't the Falcons yesterday. Woo-hoo! And also, and I wish I would have caught this. So apparently, what was this? In Philadelphia, where they didn't have any fans in the stands like a lot of teams are doing. Some teams are allowing fans, some aren't. But I guess in Philadelphia, they weren't.
Yeah.
But they were using the piped-in sounds. And at one point, Carson Wentz threw a couple of bad passes, including an interception in the end zone.
Did they start playing booze?
Yes, they started playing booze. I got to look that up. I got to look that up. That's hilarious. Using the piped in audio, and they actually booed Carson.
Trying to make it as realistic as possible.
Which, if in Philadelphia fans were there, you know.
Philly Eagle fans are the toughest. They booed Santa Claus one time.
You remember that? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. That's legendary going back years ago.
Yeah. That's great. So, yeah, I think down at the Dallas game, they had 20,000 fans.
Oh, did they really? That many? Well, of course, that stadium's so big.
That's a huge stadium, 85,000 seats, so they were able to socially distance. But I think that's the most fans allowed in a game so far.
Okay.
Down in Dallas.
So, again, some teams are, some teams aren't.
And the Lions, they're hoping, right, by November?
I think that's what the thought was.
They'll need people to go in there with their... Well, first of all, as we've said before, they'll wear their paper bags, so they'll be masked, and they'll be ready to boo.
Have we clarified that? If they have the bag, do they need the mask?
Probably both. Maybe bag and then the mask over the bag.
Mask over the bag. There you go. Okay, Lions fans, a suggestion for you.
Well, they want to have a crowd for Thanksgiving, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, I think that's what they're hoping. At least, you know, for some, maybe 10,000, something like that. That's the hope.
Well, that's what they're hoping for now.
Right.
Stay tuned. That crowd hope may be overestimated, depending on what goes on. Anyway, like I said, I don't want to have to follow up on that, but it was kind of funny to get that message. So, and we always appreciate those messages, by the way. You can message, easily through email, Dave at WSGW.com, Pat at WSGW.com, or Charlie at WSGW.com. And we do appreciate you hearing
from you. Yes, we do.